It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already November 9th and 10th, depending on when you're listening to this. Halloween has come and gone. Daylight savings time has come and gone. And if you're listening to this on the 9th, you know that tomorrow is the Manchester Marathon, which Ellen and I will be participating in. Ellen will be doing the marathon, and I'll be doing the half marathon. Big shout out for my running friends. Two Sundays ago, there was a trick-or-trot race in Manchester, and it was pouring rain, but it was a lot of fun. And the day before, we had the Wicked Fit Run for families in transition in Concord. So it's a great deal of wellness from that perspective. And speaking of wellness, I want to thank my guest from last week, Joanne, who talked about the Wellness Coalition in Concord. And that's basically an organization that's tying together all the wellness efforts, nutrition, walking, trails, et cetera, that going on in the Concord area. But today's meeting, given that it's Veterans Day coming up and my real job is oral health, visiting with me is the Chief Dental Officer of Northeast Delta Dental, longtime friend and colleague and great employee at Northeast Delta Dental, Dr. Mitch Curry. Mitch, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're busy with your practice and all the extra assignments, you know, that I give you, but thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, you're very welcome, and thanks so much for having me. As you probably well know, Tom, as a veteran, I actually served during the Vietnam era.
Oh, I thought it was World War I.
It was, and we'll discuss that, Tom, because there's a history lesson coming.
Correct.
Your way.
I did that on purpose. Veterans Day. Let's do it.
Oh, here it goes.
Let's do it.
Anyway, hey, listen. You know, I was curious. I always thought I knew. You know, Veterans Day. Hey, this is great. It's going to celebrate all the folks that I've known who have served this great country. So I did a little research. I checked in, and I realized that our friends and allies in the United Kingdom actually have Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day. And it's celebrated by member states since the end of the First World War to remember the members of their armed forces who have died in the line of duty. Now, Veterans Day, I thought it was like always there. Incorrectamundo. Veterans Day is a remembrance, of course, of all our military veterans, both past and present. Now, here's some facts I didn't know. I checked in, and as we all know, the armistice that ended World War I was signed on November 11th, 1918. Okay, does that make sense? But what we didn't do is we didn't celebrate it until November 11th, 1919, and it was not called Veterans Day back then. It was called Armistice Day, and that was the first anniversary, of course.
And it's hard to believe
that. Isn't that amazing?
Over 100 years ago, and just as a reminder, Monday is officially Veterans Day, and at Northeast Delta Dental, that's obviously a holiday for us. We have a day off, but we always do something special for all of our veterans, including you know, Dr. Curry. So, Mitch, thank you for that. I kid with you a lot, but thank you for your service to our country.
You are very welcome. And, you know, one other thing I want to leave with you about that. Are you aware, Tom, that this didn't become a national holiday until 1938? You weren't born there, and I was almost.
But you're revealing your age.
Yeah, and then it was not until, you ready for this? June 1st, 1954, that they changed it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. I had no idea. And, you know, being educated as I was in dental school, and I was at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. I joined pretty much right after that and jumped into the Air Force and did a stint there during the Vietnam era. I can tell you this, when you're away from the country that you love, it is really, you get kind of homesick. And so I spent 4 years at McGill University getting my dental degree, and I always felt that way. So when I came out, I really felt, you know what, I've been so fortunate, and I am such a lucky person. Why don't I look at the possibility to join the U.S. Air Force? And I did. Now, we joke about that a little bit as friends, because people said, well, you know, Dr. Caray, how did you ever choose the Air Force? And I always say, oh, that was quite simple. I said, I looked at all the other services, and I wanted to see, you know, what kind of place they bedded down. And I said, well, where does the Navy bed down? Well, they got a ship. How about anybody else? Well, the only ones that really have nice quarters are the U.S. Air Force. And I said, really? I said, oh.
And they have prettier uniforms.
And they have prettier uniforms. And they attract the pretty girls, too. That's a separate issue. Thank you. I hope my wife Nancy is not listening. Anyway, so the best thing that ever happened is people think I made a patriotic choice. No. The bottom line is this. Of course, I did. But the bottom line is this. They are at the Hilton. I said, that's for me. And I joined the United States Air Force right away. That's a little joke there.
Well, but, you know, you are making fun of it a little bit. But essentially, thank you for your service. And all of my colleagues, I'm so happy at Northeast Delta Dental. We have had several of our employee colleagues who have served our country. And
indeed,
we try to do a special lunch for them and really acknowledge, you know, their work. Which kind of takes me to today's topic because...
By the way, can I just give you a thank you?
Of course.
You know, this upcoming Veterans Breakfast is coming Wednesday, the November 6th. And I got to tell you, it's really like a fun thing to do, to be with my colleagues who have indeed served this great country of ours. So thank you, Tom, really for that. It's appreciated on behalf of Northeast Delta Dental.
Of course.
Thanks,
and
guy.
We would never not do that. And one of the things, you know, that we've uncovered together, and it's through no fault of the, you know, great staff at the VA, that, you know, there's a lot of dedicated and compassionate people at the VA. But because of congressional guidelines, specifically 38 USC section 1712, if anybody wants to do a fact check on me, about 9 out of 10 veterans seeking dental care at the Veterans Administration are denied access to treatment. Again, not because of the great people at the VA, but just because of these guidelines. So, for example, you would have to prove that you're 100% disabled. You would have to prove that you are a former prisoner of war, or that you've been just discharged within 180 days. So most veterans who have dental issues don't fall into those categories. So as one of the dental directors at one of the VAs told me, 9 out of 10 times they have to turn away the veteran. So when you and I uncovered that, along with the help of some other people, we verified that. The next thing I did was ask you to swing into action and to, for lack of a better term, you know, round up a bunch of caring dentists. And most dentists are really caring and have a big heart. And those that have served the country, of course, wanted to lend a helping hand. So from there, you created a network. So take us from there.
Well, I did want to also, you know, this overall health that we're so concerned about, especially as we age and change and as our lifestyle changes, the oral health is so indicative of the wellness of the overall body. We really know that. And it's amazing that these individuals that I work with, and it's not just about the dentist, though. Certainly, we formed a cadre of dentists who would be willing to work. Well, let me stop there for a minute, because there's an investment here that you need to know about. And it's true that Northeast Delta Dental has invested in the last couple, 3 years, over $300,000. Wait a minute. There's multiplication that I want to do here. You see, the discounted care of the services rendered by dentists and the free care that they do, whether it's within a clinic that they may be sponsoring on a Saturday or whatever it may be, but this particular entity that I'm discussing has to do with the contributions from other veterans. And by the way, the majority of the veterans, the majority of dentists who serve as veterans for this program are indeed veterans. What a surprise. But you know what? It's not just about them. It's also about, and this is what I've noticed as I've worked with veterans and their families, their families are just fantastic. Their contribution is just times. So I say it's 300 times the free dentistry that's done. It's times the discounted care of the services that dentists do. But it's also the contributions. You ready for this? I had an incident where the veteran came in and he said, you know, I'm wondering how can I assist and actually do something for other veterans. They actually paid for part of their treatment so that others could be served. And that's the way it is within not just the dental family, but also within the veterans family.
So just to kind of level set the office at what Dr. Cray is basically talking about, it, you know, it takes a village. You know, Northeast Delta Dental, you know, pays the dentists that are in this special network, but those dentists themselves are taking a significant discount. And Dr. Cray is too modest to mention this, but oftentimes in these situations, counseling is needed, mm-hmm. transportation is needed, you know, a lunch is needed. There's a social component to this as well. So it's not just basically saying, you know, I'm opening up my practice for a day of free dentistry. You're also opening your practice up to talking to the veteran's family, perhaps driving them, to the dental office.
And that's true.
And as an example of that, a couple of years ago, we had a free day of dental at the Easter Seals Dental Center in Manchester, and we are a sponsor of that oral health center. But then we realized a lot of veterans couldn't get there, so our VP of HR, Connie, made an arrangement with the Manchester Transit Authority so that veterans could jump on to a bus and get to the Easter Seals Dental Center, you know, for the free care. So it does take a village. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this November 9th and 10th. And again, for my running friends, hope to see you at the Manchester Marathon and Half Marathon on Sunday, November 10th. And with me this weekend, though, back to kind of my home base, my core responsibilities as a leader in the community is oral health. And with me is our chief dental officer, Dr. Mitch Caray, who has worked with me for close to a quarter of a century at Northeast Delta Dental, besides working for me, and that isn't always easy, Mitch, right?
Sorry. Well, okay, I got something in my throat.
But he's hung in there with me for about a quarter of a century, but he also has had a thriving, you know, dental practice. And one of the reasons why we hired Mitch is I wanted someone working at Northeast Delta Dental that also was still in the field, because when we put in policies, it's always a strong position for me to be in to say that Dr. Mitch Caray, our chief dental officer, lives by those as a practicing dentist. But let's get back to the veterans assistance.
Sure.
And just a couple things. Veterans listening to me, if you can afford a relatively modest monthly program fee for traditional insurance, you can go on deltadentalcoversme.com, and there's very cost-effective dental insurance. You can also go on the Veterans Federal Program, which is called FedVIP, and you can call them at 1-877-888-FEDS or 1-877-888-3337, or if you want the local equivalent, it's deltadentalcoversme.com. So we have that. But Mitch, in addition to all the network work that you've done and mm-hmm. the team that you put together, we know that there are a lot of dentists with huge hearts out there that do a lot, you know, ranging from family dental care in Milford, and Aspen has a day of caring. And then we also know that Donated Dental Services has actually a great public service announcement, which is very similar to my op-ed, which is basically saying because of these congressional rules, most veterans can't get service. And so please take one veteran out of your practice. So there's a lot of that going on. So why don't you enumerate some of those activities, including Easter Seals?
Yeah, let me just bring to the audience too that we talk about New Hampshire, Northeast Delta Dental, of course, is Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, and we have a bunch of folks who, just like Tom said, who actually put time aside and serve the veterans in the other states that Northeast Delta Dental also works with. But I just wanted to, Tom, just for a moment, give you an idea of the number served here in New Hampshire. And that's over 100 that we have served. And I got kind of a chuckle when I looked back historically as to when this started. We started this in 2015, Tom. And you know when we started it? Just after November 11th. And we only did a couple, three folks. But the numbers have just grown in the last, years. So we served over 100 folks. And I'm really proud of that. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure you're in the audience, you're probably wondering, how do people find out about this? Well, number one, Tom has this radio thing that he does. And would you believe that the response is there?
And people just call me at 223-1300. And if you're listening to this, fellas, mostly men, but there are also a few women veterans that also call me, please leave your phone number. So you will reach me. You'll either get me live by calling 223-1300, or if you get my voicemail, that means I'm not in the office, because I'm in the office, I'm going to answer the phone. But when you get the tape, when you get the voicemail message, describe that you're a veteran, what your situation is, and clearly leave your phone number. And then what I do is I sometimes talk to you, or sometimes I forward the message to Dr. Cray. He talks with you and then does the coordination. But I can't get a hold of you if you don't leave the phone number.
And the thing is that other sources like the VA in Manchester, some of them just give us a call because, you know, they're feeling, oh, my God, this person is in pain, or this is there's a discomfort here that we can't manage medically. Can you help us? There's the VA hospital up in Laconia area. Easter Seals that Tom mentioned that we support. Liberty House. You know, a lot of people don't know about that. That's actually a place where there's transitional living accommodations for our veterans, who sadly are on the streets of Manchester. Jess has been a big help there. Thank you, Jess. And then there's the veteran-to-veteran referrals. Just the word of mouth, and it's just been great. And I can't thank my fellow veterans enough for actually, you know, putting it out there and actually doing their thing. But, so the idea here is, and I'm probably going to bring up something that'll make you a little bit uncomfortable. And I don't mean to do that, but I think it's a fact of life that we need to look at.
You're at an age where you can basically say what you want.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Tom has mentioned some of the reasons why we actually got into this. Of course, to alleviate pain and discomfort is absolutely number one. And you'd be amazed how many people can't chew their food, digest it properly, and then it actually leads to some failure in their overall health. And then, you know, I don't know about you, but I bet you've had a moment when you've been slightly embarrassed by maybe something you've said. Certainly, you don't talk to my wife, okay? But or you can't enunciate correctly. Are you coherent? Can you be understood? Yeah, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about mental health here, because some of it is such that, thank God for the families who are supportive of these veterans. And as they go through depression, as they unfortunately sometimes commit suicide, that's the one piece that kind of keeps me going too. I just want to be able to be there for them and help them with that uncomfortable feeling, like with their appearance and any kind of the barriers to communication, some of the relationships that they have, and even some of them trying to seek meaningful employment.
Correct. So it's all, just to kind of connect the dots, is this medical-dental connection. There's the self-esteem issues that Mitch alluded to. There's the mental health. So ironically, Mitch, though, if Congress were to change 38 U.S.C. to
that would be
allow,
great,
instead of 9 out of 10 veterans being rejected from the VA for dental care, but say 9 out of 10 were accepted, it would ironically, or not ironically, but happily, actually save millions of dollars on the medical side of things.
Absolutely, Tom.
The Delta Dental Plans Association engaged a company called the Wakely Consulting Group, and this is a vetted scientific study. But basically, the conclusion was a consistent correlation between dental benefit use and lower overall medical costs. So, i.e., it would save on a lot of chronic conditions. So, if veterans had their dental health taken care of, the government would actually save money, you know, on the medical side. So we have all that. And I just want, again, just emphasize what Mitch was saying. It really does take a village. You know, we've seen Northeast Delta Dental has invested about $300,000 working with the group of dentists, you know, that Mitch set up. But there are other dental offices. There's the Family Dental Care of Milford by Dr. Drew Wilson. He has a day of free dental care for veterans. Aspen Dental has had a Veterans Day of Care every year for the last several years. And then we have also dentists in Vermont and Maine, like, for example, Dr. Tyler and Elizabeth Carmack, who do it as well. So there's a lot of this quiet philanthropy going on, including, like I said, an organization called Donated Dental Services that are basically saying if each dentist could take one veteran, you know, how helpful it would be. So it does take a village, but I do want to thank you for your leadership, Mitch. And the other thing that Mitch does is once he's kind of fixed up the veteran and talks to him, basically says, you know, if you want a dental home, you know, go to deltadentalcoversme.com and you can get inexpensive dental insurance. So thank you for that educational effort.
That's not a problem. And, you know, I have to tell you, my own personal experience has been that all of a sudden some of those veterans and their families and friends who support them all of a sudden become members of this practice. And that's spreading the word in a different way. All of a sudden, the family involvement there, whether, you know, their particular veteran is like out of Liberty House or has been in the VA Manchester and maybe not been able to get those services on the dental side. In all fairness, I have to say that there's a benefit for all. And I have to tell you, though, the veterans are probably some of the best patients I serve. And they're just fun.
I think what Mitch is getting to, the rising tide helps everybody. Yep. So we have the Oral Health Program at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium where kids who brush and floss in between visits earn tickets. But more often than not, I hear from their parents saying, you know what, because my child brushed and flossed to earn those tickets, now I'm doing more brushing and flossing. So that rising tide helps everybody. And one of the programs we have going on nationally is called Everybody Deserves a Smile, or what I sort of loosely say, democratizing a smile. So everybody, whether you have traditional dental insurance or whether you need to go to Easter Seals Dental Center, or if you're a veteran and it goes to Mitch's group, I mean, everybody deserves a smile. So one of the things, absolutely, and we won't have time to cover it today, but one of the things I'm working on is with a bunch of other stakeholders, Northeast Delta Dental is working on getting an adult dental Medicaid benefit, and that will go a long way. We're probably 2 years out. We're in sort of the work group stage, but I think we'll get there. So in our last minute, Mitch, I do something called, every time I have a dentist, we've had Dr. Urban and Dr. Cox and Dr. Mills and Dr. Arante.
That's a lot of doctors, you know.
I know, geez. Yeah. I have what's called the dentist lightning round. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Just give me quick answers. So, of course, as you know, I have baby Havana, who's now 10 months old. When should a baby, we now have a program called Baby by One, meaning get the baby to the dentist by age one or the first tooth erupts. Is that the right answer?
That's the right answer as far as I'm concerned. And it has almost nothing to do with age in a sense, but it does. So usually 2 to 3 years of age. And just a funny thing, Tom, when we work with new moms with new babies, what we do is we tell them right up front, when you come in, make sure it's a good time that that kiddo has been rested. And when they really scream out loud, look at my face. And I put on this straight face because I need to say I have 16 grandchildren.
But so you're used to it. So you want their mouth open.
And once they get the mouth open, you can actually have a look and see what's going on in there.
Love it. So, Ellen, my beautiful wife Ellen, will probably bring in Havana to you at some
absolutely
point.
Absolutely. I'd love to see her.
You're really good. The baby goes on your lap,
just, et cetera. Just something funny about that, Tom, is that we also, at the morning staff meeting, just before we start, we always say, I say to the front desk and other guys, I go, listen, whatever you do, let them know that we're seeing this child about 10 o'clock and it's a screamer.
That's cool. So we only have time for one more question.
Sure.
So I asked this recently of one of our other dentist guests, Dr. Berryman. Manual toothbrush or electric toothbrush? And the normal answer I get is whatever gets you to brush. Richard said there are certain things where a manual toothbrush can actually be better than an electric toothbrush and vice versa. So what's your answer to that?
Quickly. My answer would be similar in the sense that it depends on your manual dexterity. You need to know within the veterans program, and as you get older, just like yours truly, sometimes it's better to use a hand brush because then you can actually feel where you are.
Got it.
But I like the electric toothbrush also.
But whatever gets you to brush is the key.
2 minutes.
Because my dentist friends always tell me, we can get the person into the dental office, but if they don't brush and floss in between, it's a lot of wasted effort at that point. So, Dr. Cray, thank you for joining me this weekend. Thank you for your service to our country. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.